1340 WNBS.com presents the Neil Bradley Show. Your expanded look at local and regional sports with weekly guests or experts in their field. With today's show, here's Neil Bradley.
Welcome to the program. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be getting the post game from Saturday night. Another win for the Murray State Racers as they pick up the victory over Jackson State 74-57. I think Matt McMahon said it best. It was a game that really didn't have a lot of flow to it. Even though the Racers, once they were able to get a 7-8 point lead, you never really felt they were threatened as far as losing the game. But on the other side of that, they were never able to, just crush them because it was kind of an uneven offensive performance for the Racers. And a lot of that attributed to giving up 16 offensive rebounds that led to fewer transition baskets. But, I mean, my goodness, they were up by as much as 26 at one point and pick up a 17-point win. So, still not too shabby at all. Shad Buchanan really looked good, 19 points. Devin Brown with 16 points. He's become really consistent over the last few games as the Racers win at 74-57 Saturday night with the victory at the CFSB Center. John Moran tying his career high with 14 assists to go with 10 points. The Racers now 7-1, and the Tigers dropped to 2-9. Really good defense, though, and that's been the constant over the last three games, especially for the Racers, holding Jackson State to 32% shooting from the field, 20% from three-point range, and they did also force 15 turnovers. The Racers will be back in action tomorrow night. They'll host Evansville after the Racer women host SIU at 5. Tonight, we'll talk about those games at the Big Apple Cafe on Hey Coach with Matt McMahon and Rochelle Turner. Yeah, Rochelle's going to join me on the second half of the show, and that's live at 6 is when the program starts on Froggy. And in just a few moments, I'm going to go over some of the regional sports news, and we're going to give you all the postgame. Tevester Anderson, it was a night when we were able to honor Tevester, so it was a really special night from that viewpoint. As Tevester Anderson dropped by on one of our post-game segments, so I'm going to have comments from him. We'll get Matt McMahon's post-game reaction, and also K.J. Williams, who's really been terrific off the bench the last three games. He was our Murray Lumber Player of the Game. Fans still buzzing in the OVC about one huge win for the conference, and that was Belmont going to Pauley Pavilion and stunning UCLA 74-72. The UCLA Bruins really struggling from the charity stripe. And I'm telling you what, it really opened the door for Belmont to go in there and steal a victory. And that is exactly what happened. Belmont gets the win, a terrific win for their program. No doubt about that. But also, it is a great win for the Ohio Valley Conference as a big feather in their cap. Not many of those opportunities come to you in a given season, but that is one that Belmont secures. The Racers, of course, they'll have a chance to get another one of those for the league and for the team when they play a really good Auburn team. That'll be difficult. Auburn is really good, a top 10 team, and it'll take everything the Racers have to have a chance to win that game. But they're playing well defensively. If they make some shots, you never know. Could certainly have a shot. And another good win for the league, Bradley, who was one of the top teams, at least according to net ratings, in the Missouri Valley Conference. Eastern Illinois goes to Bradley and gets a 7-point victory. So a really good win for Eastern Illinois over Bradley. We'll talk about some other college basketball in a moment. But before we go into anything other than Murray State, one item that was really huge, and this happened Friday, saddened by the news that another Murray State icon is gone. Coach Johnny Reagan dying Friday at the age of 92. He was the face of Murray State baseball. And for, I don't know how many years after he was no longer the baseball coach, I would go to one arena or another for basketball, and someone, administrator, somewhere else would come up and say, "Hey, how's Coach Reagan doing?" Because he was that well thought of and that well known. Virtually everywhere that would happen. Reagan came out of Bismarck, Missouri. He was a standout there. He's in the Hall of Fame there. Graduated from Murray State in 1948, came back to his alma mater in 1958. He served as head baseball coach, assistant basketball coach, and business instructor. He was a standout two-sport athlete at Murray State. the team captain in 1946, 1947. He started every basketball game in his Murray State career. Also left his mark on the baseball field as a player. He was a pitcher his last two seasons at Murray State. Had a one-hitter against Western Kentucky in 1946. And then the head coach for 36 seasons. Reagan led the team with 776 wins, 11 OVC championships, and the 10-time OVC Coach of the Year. Reagan also an administrator, director of athletics, 1978 through 1987. Served as chair of the NCAA Baseball Committee from 1978 through 1986. Inducted into the OVC Hall of Fame in 1988. I think 1971 member of the Murray State Hall of Fame. One of only 12 from Murray State to be so honored in the OVC Hall of Fame. His Murray State basketball number 20 retired in 2003. It hangs in the rafters of the CFSB Center, and Reagan's number 36 is the only baseball number to be retired at MSU. I think the best description of him, a gentleman's gentleman, as kind and wonderful a human being as one would ever meet. And he'll certainly be missed, a true legend, a Murray State icon, Johnny Reagan, dead at the age of 92. Let's take a look at some of the other sports on Saturday. Kentucky fans feeling a little bit better as Keldon Johnson finally comes to the forefront with a big game, 24 points, as the Cats beat Utah, 88-61. Louisville gets 17 from Christian Cunningham. They beat Kent State, 83-70. Men's scores yesterday, Troy beat Western Kentucky, 87-81. Northern Kentucky down Miami, Ohio, 72-66. Ole Miss beat Chattanooga, 90-70. Two top 25 games, Houston 68, St. Louis 64, Michigan State over Green Bay, 104-83. One regional interest women's score, Ball State beating Western Kentucky, 86-83. Saturday, a girls' game on our sister station, 104.5 WBZB. It was a snoozer. Callaway County with an easy 68-23 win over Hickman County. The night before, what a night for Charlie Settle. I think we had reported that she had 40 points because that's the report we got from the other radio. It turned out she had 39. That's still really good as Callaway rallies. I believe they were 15 down at one point. They beat Christian County on the road 62-52. Other than that loss against Hopkinsville, Callaway has been solid. Muhlenberg County took down Murray High in the Battle of Unbeatens Friday night. Muhlenberg wins 50-46. Callaway boys also halted their losing streak Friday night. They beat Hickman County 61-46. Both Murray teams in action tonight. The Murray girls will play at Mayfield tonight at 7:30, airtime at 7 on WNBS. The Murray boys also play tonight when they visit Christian Fellowship. And the Callaway County boys and girls return to action tomorrow night with games at Mayfield. We'll have those for you on the Busy Bee. A couple of other notes. Derrick Henry, 170 yards and two touchdowns. The Titans, a 17-0 win to improve to 8-6. They've won three straight. And in a video he tweeted Friday afternoon, Kentucky's Benny Snell announced he'll forego his senior season and enter the NFL draft. No surprise there. Says he will play in the Citrus Bowl game. He produced three straight 100-yard seasons and led the Cats to three straight bowl berths and a number 14 ranking his final year. One college bowl game over the weekend of area interest. Appalachian State crushing Middle Tennessee, 45-13. All right, without further ado, let's get into our post-game comments with first up, Tavester Anderson, a night when Murray State honored Tavester. He was, of course, the head coach at Murray State and Jackson State later on. Matt McMahon will also talk about the Racer win and what's coming up for his team this week. And then KJ Williams. Let's listen to those interviews right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back as we're at the CFSB Center. In a moment, we'll be joined by Racers head coach Matt McMahon, but tonight was a night when we were able to honor a man who was the head coach of both programs, Tavester Anderson. He coached at Murray State, also at Jackson State. And when you've been a part of hanging four banners, you get to go before the winning coach. That's just the way it works here at Murray State. Coach, it's great to see you. Tavester Anderson
joins us tonight. Neil, it's great to see you. It's great to be back in Murray, Kentucky.
Tell me about this night here. It's one, I couldn't wait. When I saw we were doing this, I thought this is tremendous, and it had to be a really special night for you, too.
It's one to remember, I'm telling you for sure. It's a great night for myself and my family to come back here before all these great fans and say hello and thank you for allowing me to be your head coach for a period of time, and it's just been great, a great time in my life.
I remember when we hired Mark Godfrey, he was putting his staff together, and someone said they're getting Tavester Anderson. I said, they're getting Tavester Anderson to come here? I couldn't believe it. And you had a lot of success as an assistant coach, and then lo and behold, you became the head coach. That had to be a really special day for you.
I never thought I'd become head coach here. I was so happy to come and be an assistant at a great basketball program. You know, I'd been at two other programs, but they were basically football schools, so to say. But to come here to a real basketball program where folks really appreciate basketball and put a lot into basketball was great for me and great for my career, and I'm just so proud I had the opportunity to do it.
I think that if you described you in the college basketball world, is that the one word comes back to is class, T, and you're so well respected. I remember as an assistant at University of Georgia that just such a tenacious recruiter that schools would turn and run when they found out that you were recruiting kids, and you were able to bring that to Murray State as an assistant and as a head coach.
Well, I tell you what, I had some great times at all the universities I've had privilege to work for. Auburn University was the first assistant coach position I had at the collegiate level. And then moving from there to the University of Georgia was even greater for me because I spent a longer period of time there, 10 years there. And it just was great for me and to be able to contribute in the SEC for 14 years and then come back and spend 8 years in the OVC was I can't tell you how much I appreciate that and how honored I am to having done that.
One of your strengths was building relationships, and you were so successful at that with your assistant coaches and then with your teams, and there was always a real trust in the locker room, and your teams performed that way.
Well, you try to have good people skills, and I think down through the years I learned from so many people how it's important to have people skills, mm-hmm. to treat people like you want to be treated yourself. And I've been able to do that, and it always benefited me and benefited the programs that I had the privilege to work for.
DeVester, thank you so much for dropping by and visiting with us. It wouldn't have been the same if I couldn't have seen you.
Hey, thanks. I tell you what, by. To come back here and be honored tonight was just unbelievable. I'm so proud and happy and so appreciative.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
It is time for our first segment with head coach Matt McMahon. Coach, I told the coach, Coach Anderson, you hang four banners, you get to go first. But, you know, heck, you're 7-1. I guess we'll let you in here too, all right?
Thanks, Neil. And I appreciate, you know, everyone who put in the time and effort to make this a special night for Coach Anderson. You know, much deserved for everything he's done for not only Murray State and Jackson State, but, you know, all the lives he's impacted through all his years of coaching is really what you strive to accomplish when you get into this profession.
This was a night, I know it wasn't maybe the perfect game that you wanted, but again, you look at the defensive stats, my goodness, you hold the team under 32%, 20% from three-point range, and you're able to also force 15 turnovers, and those numbers are becoming a pretty much constant for you.
It wasn't a thing of beauty. The game kind of got off to a strange start with Jai's injury there at the table, and then the shot clock didn't work, and you know, slow start, but you never apologize when you're up 26 and 4 minutes to go in a game. So I was really pleased with our guys' effort at the defensive end. Obviously, we've got to clean up our defensive rebounding. That was really poor tonight, and we'll get to work on that tomorrow. But I thought still, you know, 23 baskets, assisted on 17 of them, playing very unselfishly at the offensive end. Had some nice possessions of execution. And, you know, you take a 17-point win any day of the week.
And I don't know if Jaws' arm, I don't know if that bothered him at all. He didn't really shoot it well tonight, but he tied his career high in assists with 14. It sure didn't hurt him in that area.
No, I thought you just saw his ability not only to get the assist, but you got to give Coach Brent a lot of credit at Jackson State. He was changing defenses, really trying to slow the game down, mixed in some pressure, mixed in multiple zones. And that responsibility really falls on Ja to diagnose what's going on out there and get his teammates to where they need to be and really quarterback the offense. And I thought he was outstanding as usual there.
We're still coming off the loss of Anthony Smith, yeah. And just seeing how the team's going to evolve with those available minutes. And you've got to like the depth of your post play, and guys are continuing to come in off the bench and contribute.
Really pleased. The third straight game with a really strong performance from K.J. Williams. Not just the scoring around the basket, but I think he's come in and given us a lot of energy and helped get us going. On both ends of the floor. And so really pleased with his progress. Drew 5 fouls tonight, got to the line 8 times. Just doing a really nice job being ready to finish plays from those nice passes from Ja. And then Darnell gave us great minutes off the bench as well, had some nice seals in the post, and got to the free throw line, and both of those guys in double figures tonight.
We saw our first minutes of freshman Daquan Smith, who had the injury, and you know, I know you've been working him back in practice trying to get him up to the level to be able to play, but he got a few game minutes tonight.
Yeah, really pleased with his progress over the last couple weeks. I think he's made huge strides coming off the ankle surgery, and just want to see how he feels tomorrow. You know, obviously didn't play a lot, but want to see how he responds and see what we can get accomplished for him over the next, you know, 3 to 4 weeks.
Got a good game from Shank Buchanan, who also made 3 out of 5 from three tonight. And Tevin Brown, since he told us he made a little bit of adjustment, adding a little arc, I guess, to his three-point shot, he's really become consistent over the last three games.
Yeah, he's really shooting the ball well. Guys are doing a nice job executing, job finding him forward, setting really good screens to free him up. And Tevin doesn't need much time, really quick release, and he's shooting it with a lot of confidence. Need him to continue to do that. I thought you saw with Shaq, up maybe pressing a little bit in the first half. I thought second half he really relaxed and just let the game come to him. Took some really nice shots from behind the arc and stepped up and knocked him down like we believe he can.
One of my favorite sequences, I think maybe of all time, Breon Sanchez block shot on one end, stuff, three-point play on the other, and that was super, Coach.
It was awesome. Not only a block shot, but he grabbed it out of the air with two hands and just came down with it. And then a nice outlet and you know, to sprint the floor and just an unbelievable catch and finish there in traffic.
You see him working with K.J. Williams and getting K.J. to be a better defender. And I see a lot of the same similarities from the defensive end that K.J. can be someday.
Yes, Breon's got tremendous IQ at the defensive end of the floor. And we talk about it all the time, the things he does that doesn't show up in the box score, that doesn't show up in the stats. And those things are critical to winning. And he's rebounding the ball better. Had 6 again tonight. We need to take him to take another step forward on the glass. But just really pleased. I think from about the Ole Miss scrimmage on, he's been really dialed in and focused on having a terrific senior year. And I think he goes out of his way to teach the newcomer bigs how it's done. And I think that's what being a senior is all about.
A very challenging week next week, beginning Tuesday night, a home game with Evansville. They lost a close home game today with Jacksonville State, but always a tough battle when those teams get together.
You know, Coach McCarty's done a great job kind of reinvigorating the program. They're not as I don't think people expected much. They were picked fairly low, but they've already had some great wins, beating programs like Wyoming. They play extremely hard. They added some fifth-year transfers who can really shoot it. Be a great test for us in here on Tuesday night, and you know, we got to get in here and work on our rebounding tomorrow, so we'll be ready to go.
All right, Matt. Congratulations on another win, and I'll see you Monday night.
Okay, Neil. Thank you. Thanks, Kenny. Go Racers.
Time to chat with our Murray Lumber player of the game, and it's K.J. Williams for a third straight game. K.J. with a terrific contribution off the bench. He's had games of 8, 10, and then 10 points again tonight. K.J., you seem to really be comfortable with what you're doing and getting more comfortable with the scheme of the offense and defense. Talk about the added playing time and what it's meant to you.
I just play hard in practice. Practice hard. I do what I need to do. And then after that, I just stick with it.
I talked with Coach McMahon when Anthony Smith went down with the injury. He said he really didn't address anybody in particular, that we have to have more from you. Yeah. It's always next man up, and I guess that's the way you look at it. Yeah. It's my turn to step in and get something done, and you've taken that.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you have worked to with John Morant, because it seems like you have a nice touch getting the ball down low when he's lobbing it to you. A lot of work goes into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you got to look for the ball every time when John has it, because you never know where he's going to throw it to. So you just got to keep your head on the swivel.
He can hit your forehead, can't he, if you're not ready. So talk a little bit about the difference in high school to college, KJ, and the speed of the game. Has that been an adjustment for you, or what has been the biggest adjustment?
I think the biggest adjustment is me running up and down the court, because there's a lot of energy I have into that. It's a lot of stuff I can name, like the tall circle, all the the boxing out and all that. Yeah.
Right. I think too. The high hedges, the high ball screens that happen in college basketball, and being able to defend those is critical in Coach McMahon's system. And you seem to pick that up, and you're able to get out there now and do that. I see a mentor happening out there too with senior Breon Sanctius working with you. How is the relationship with him?
Me and Breon, we hang out almost every day. Everything I do, I'm right behind him. I'm like a mirror to him. Like in practice, everything he do, I'm right behind him. And he teaches me like all the plays, what to do, and how to do it.
And it's kind of an unseen thing. A lot of what Breon does doesn't show up in the box score, but it leads to wins. And when you're doing it too, it really does help the team. Yeah. I mean, you take a look tonight. You're holding a team under 32% from the field, 11% from or 20% from three-point range. That's winning numbers at any level. Continue to do that. That helps you win games on nights when the offense maybe isn't firing on all cylinders. And I think that's why they preach defense, isn't it?
Yeah. That's all we do in practice. We do defense drills. We go to the other end, do defensive drills, go to the other, do the defensive drills. So I think that's why we like a more defensive team. And then we get in transition. It's hard to stop us.
All right, KJ, it's been fun to watch you. And I know a lot of great highlights ahead. Congratulations on another terrific game. And we'll see you Tuesday night, okay?
All right, thanks.
That is KJ Williams, the Murray Lumber player of the game.
You have been listening to The Neil Bradley Show, or you have fast-forwarded to this point and skipped the show entirely. Tune in weekdays for The Neil Bradley Show on 1340WNBS.com or subscribe free by searching for The Neil Bradley Show on the iTunes podcast app. The Neil Bradley Show is a presentation of WNBS Sports in conjunction with Forever Communications.